This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there on our website. You get to actually create the content there at freetalklive.com. And that's thanks to our Reddit-based system, which is, of course, totally free to use. Just go and get yourself registered and log in, link your accounts together. It's a free process, only takes a moment, and it'll be easy for you to submit content from that point forward. So our toll-free number, again, is 855-453. You can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight in the studio, it's Ian here.
Cantwell.
And Mark.
And we can talk about all kinds of different things tonight, including illegal speed bumps. There's a story in the UK about some neighbors who decided their neighborhood needed some speed bumps. Apparently, the government is going to tear them up. Also on the way here tonight, the latest from North Korea, Kim Jong-un. According to a former top official, he's no longer in control of North Korea.
Uh-oh.
It's kind of shocking news, but first let's go to...
You'd think that if you were Kim Jong-un and you're no longer in charge of North Korea, you'd also be dead.
Well, I don't know where Kim Jong-un is at the moment, but we'll get you more information about that as we continue. But first, let's go to the phones, in this case to Skype, username lrn.fm. You can connect like Michael Dean has done via the Freedom Fiends. Hello, Michael Dean.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just want to call to talk really quickly about a video I made. It's a 90-minute video called The Freedom Fiend's Guide to Podcasting and Radio. And if you go to creamyradioaudio.com, it's the top post. And if you're listening to this later, you can go to the How the Fiends Broadcast and Record tab on creamyradioaudio.com. It's basically got – those two videos have everything you need to know to sound as good as Free Talk Live or The Freedom Fiends on, like, almost no money.
So you made a 90-minute documentary film, how-to film about podcasting?
I don't know if it's a documentary. It's a how-to.
Okay.
I mean, I'm in it, but Davi's in it, yeah.
Hey, cool, yeah, man. I didn't even know you were working on that. That's
excellent. I worked for about 2 months on it. I mean, literally, it's probably got as many edits in it as, you know, a 90-minute documentary I've made. So,
now, you've made some documentaries in the past. This is not your first adventure in video craft.
Nah.
You are known for Guns and Weed. I would say that is probably your most noteworthy effort. At least it's my favorite that I've seen. And we've been advertising Guns and Weed on our show and on LRN.fm for years now. So that's a great one. And folks can go and watch that for free at Guns. Is it free at GunsandWeed.com or just somewhere on YouTube?
It's free. Go to GunsandWeed.com. It's got links to the new version, which is the Guns, Weed, and Anarchy, the Road to Freedom, which is the constitution-licking-free shorter cut of it I made after watching it at Porkfest.
Basically, that's right. You were upset at yourself because the old you was still the constitution guy when you made that movie, and so you recut it to remove all of that.
Yeah, and it was like I basically planned all the cuts in my head on the plane home and then got home like the day, like 2 hours after we got home. I sat down and spent 12 hours and just had the final edit in 12 hours. It was
wow.
Easy.
That's amazing. Yeah. Yet another Porkfest success story. So had you not gone to Porkfest, this cut of the film would not exist.
Yeah, and I like doing how-to stuff. I mean, most people know me for just the guy who goes blah, 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 blah into a microphone seven mm-hmm. days a week. But, you know, I like to share my knowledge and my ability on it. And I was hearing the thing about speed bumps. It reminded me of – I wrote a book called $30 Film School about 10 years ago. It's a early how-to on digital filmmaking, like before YouTube existed or 12 years ago. And one of the tips in there I have is – and I say, I don't recommend you trying this, but I've heard, nod, nod, wink, wink, that some people, nod, nod, wink, wink, have done this – And I recommended either acquiring or making copies of municipal signs to block roads, like, no, do not park here from 9 to 10 tomorrow morning, blocking off a street and filming on it without permits.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, so, yeah. But the reason you called tonight was this podcasting thing. So, once again, this, where does one go to check this movie out?
CreamyRadioAudio.com. It's the top post. It will be for a while if you're hearing this later. Go to CreamyRadioAudio.com. Go to the top link there that says How the Fiends Broadcast and Record. And I link two videos I made. One's 90 minutes. It's on the sound aspect of podcasting. And the other 45-minute one is on the properly setting up a WordPress blog to work and have your feed easily accessible and all that kind of stuff.
That's great stuff. Now, of course, there's also, you know, tips and suggestions that need to be made, and I presume you make some of these. But the most important thing to me, as somebody who wants to be a podcaster, because every now and then, sometime in every year, someone will call in with the question of, how do I start my own podcast? And, of course, starting a podcast isn't hard. Now, if you want it to sound good, you might want to follow Michael Dean's recommendations. But it's not hard to grab a microphone, plug it into a computer, and start yammering into it and, you know, hit a record button. That's not hard to do. But sounding good, there's definitely some things you probably need to learn. The learning curve's not difficult either, by the way, on podcasting. I mean, audio is not a difficult thing to get into. I mean, look at all the people in radio. Most of them can barely, you know, put sentences together.
Anybody can put together some garbage podcast.
Exactly. And so it's not a hard thing to do. But one of the things that's most difficult is being consistent and putting product out there on a regular basis. You don't have to do it 7 days a week, but doing it weekly is usually a good idea. Just to make sure that you're delivering something to your listeners, even if your listeners only amount to 10 listeners, you know, delivering something to them is important. That way they can tell their friends about this great show that they're listening to, and then when their friends tune in, they're getting new content as well. So I think that is the most important thing, and that's really what separates the hobbyist podcast who's going to burn out after 3 months from somebody who is serious about it and really intends to get a message out. Whatever that is.
Michael B., does this include the ability to, for, you know, people who are setting up to take calls? Because that's kind of one of the things that sets apart the advanced from the beginners, right?
It actually does not, but I'd made another video on that a while back, and I will add that. That's a good point to the page. I don't like taking calls, so
don't take calls, and that's not because it's hard. It's just because that they're not interested in it.
You guys forgot to take calls for a day and a half, and I was listening to those shows, and I was like, I didn't know what was different, but I was like, man, these are the best two Free Talk Lives I've ever heard. I don't know what's up, man.
Well, Rush Limbaugh claims that that he steps down on Friday from providing you excellence in broadcasting to take calls. So, you know, there's some argument for it.
Well, that's kind of the thing, too. You step down from excellence in audio, at least, when you take calls. And people who want to call in Free Talk Live should watch the Freedom Fiends Guide to Podcasting and Radio, because we recommend a specific $50 mic in there and tell you how to get the best sound possible. I'm using that mic to call in you right now.
Yeah, I have it at my house. I absolutely think that this is the great advice. I don't know the name of it. I bought the mic that Michael Dean said to buy.
You.
It's the Audio Technica USB 2005.
$50, man. It sounds like gold.
It does sound like
really
gold.
Good.
Yep.
Michael Dean, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, but we also recommend in that video.
No, but yes.
Don't call your podcast daily, weekly, or after dark, because then you lock yourself into it. And we also link Mark's sippy cup to keep from spilling on equipment.
Oh, the Contigo cup. That's a great cup, man. I love those things. We got them here. If you're watching the webcam, you can see them sitting on our desk.
Apparently,
no matter what you do to it.
Ian trusts me about as much as he does an 18-month-old child, and got me a sippy cup.
Anybody who's been in radio long enough has been through a spill of some sort that has either shorted out equipment or has come dangerously close to damaging equipment. And once that happens, you'll get real serious about this issue real fast.
You can die, too. There's a whole segment in there on, like, electricity, too, on making sure that your wiring is... It's everything you need, man.
It's not a hobby.
CreamyRadioAudio.com. Thanks, guys, for your service.
Thanks. Oh, hey, Michael Dean, good news for you, by the way. At least until further notice, the Freedom Fiends are getting an extra airing on LRN.FM in the afternoons now.
Woohoo! Yeah. Thanks, man.
So there you go. You get an afternoon audience. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. That's because Angel Clark has sort of semi-retired. She is moving to Mexico and has cut her show down to once a week. So I had to put something in there. But Michael Dina, Freedom Beats. Good show. 855 453. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Illegal speed bumps are coming up.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. Plus, an update on the Ross Ulbricht case. He is the man who's accused of operating the Silk Road, the infamous underground drug black market that is still around, by the way. The FBI tried to take it offline, but Silk Road 2.0 popped right back up a month later, and now Ross Ulbricht is facing the rest of his life in prison pretty much for allegedly operating that Silk Road. We'll give you the latest on his case. There's been a response from the government to the most recent motion to dismiss filed by Ulbricht's attorneys. I have that story. Plus, question that Mark has about when are you obligated to identify yourself to the police? We can investigate that further as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's brought to you by ProXPN. 855-450-3733.
Is privacy dead? Not if we have anything to say about it. On November the 7th and 8th, coders, privacy specialists, and idea people of all stripes will join together for the Hack the Trackers, a transparency and privacy hackathon brought to you by Ghostery. You can enter online or join him there in person in New York City to create tools that will make the web a more transparent place or help users manage how much data they're going to share. Hacks will be judged by experts and voted on by an online community. Winners will receive a prize package, including the all-new Blackphone, a secure-by-design smartphone for people who recognize a need for privacy and want a simple, secure place to start. Participation's free and registration's open now. Visit hackthetrackers.com for more information. This is a hackathon, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Hackthetrackers.com.
All right. I think I might check that out.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We'll go across the pond for the first story from the Daily Mail in the UK. For decades, Ings Lane was a dirty and pothole-strewn disgrace, unbefitting of a respectable residential neighborhood. Despite the regular pleas from homeowners, the city council refused to resurface the street, insisting it was not its legal responsibility. Desperate residents finally solved the problem themselves by paying £6,000 to have the road professionally resurfaced with 3 speed bumps as an additional safety measure. But incredibly, the council has now threatened to undo their good work by digging up the road that they have had lovingly resurfaced and threatening the residents with arrest. Now,
who will build the roads?
This isn't the first time.
We'll tear them up.
This isn't the first time this has happened, not just in the UK, but across the United States. There are multiple examples of situations where either somebody wanted a speed bump added or they thought there needed to be a crosswalk indicator or something, you know, some sort of tweak to the existing roads that neighbors or people who live in the area felt like we should do this. And, you know, the governments ignored them and they went ahead and they did it anyway. They took the law into their own hands and they built their own roads or painted their own crosswalk or filled in a pothole, et cetera, et cetera. At least once a year we hear stories about this on Free Talk Live, and now here's the latest one. And they always involve violence on the part of the state. There's always threats that the people in the government start to throw out against these poor people who just wanted a road they could drive on.
What's the penalty for fixing the road?
Apparently, it's jail.
Don't let them find out who did it.
I don't know how much jail it is, but if you get arrested, you may very well be going to jail.
Pothole bandit just running around in a ski mask, filling in potholes, yeah, and evading capture.
People hate that
fingerprints.
Guy. You know what he's doing? He's hassling government bureaucrats.
Yeah, it's intimidating, threatening, and harassing, just like the Robin Hooders here in Keene, which, by the way, the Robin Hood story is starting to blow up again now that the Supreme Court is getting closer to actually hearing the case next week. We can tell you more about that as well. But anyway, let's continue the story here. So the council officials, who had previously insisted the road didn't fall under their jurisdiction, sent workmen to examine the lane immediately when a local farmer complained about the new speed bumps. So maybe if they hadn't put the speed bumps in, no one ever would have complained about it.
Yeah, I know I'd get really irritated if there were all of a sudden like speed bumps on my street or something like that, or some route that I normally took and all of a sudden there were speed bumps. That might irritate me.
This is the NIMBY attitude, and it's the most prevalent one of them. The speed in a neighborhood. NIMBY is not in my backyard. That's what that stands for.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody speeds, right? Or nearly everyone speeds. Most of the people listening to me, they're lead foot speed demons. They know it, and they're in some cases they're even proud of it. Some of them hide in shame. However, the vast majority of the people listening to my voice also don't believe that their neighborhood is in a place that's acceptable to speed.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. Where I live, no. Wait, we got kids in the street, and my cat, I can't keep her in. She just goes out, and, you know, I don't want her getting run over, and, you know, dogs, kids. I'm not even sure what loud noises, you know, cars that go boom, boom, boom. You know, all the things that I don't like right out in front of my house.
Yeah, the subwoofers have come to only recently annoy me. I used to be that guy with the...
You were the guy with the subwoofers?
Yeah, I was that guy, and I'd always blast them and roll slow through neighborhoods and stuff. I wanted everybody to hear my system.
But
and
why?
Now when I hear it, I get so annoyed. I just want to go out there and be like, you dang kids, turn off that music!
Oh, that's so
you
funny.
You and your hippity hop!
That is so funny how it's come full circle on you, Kent Roll. That is karma right there.
Why did you do it? This is what I want to know. Because I have never had that feeling where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to hassle old people with my music. I just never have done it.
I don't know. I just thought I was so hardcore. You know, I just rode around listening to gangster rap with my subwoofer.
Did it ever get you any girls or anything like that?
That has to be what it's about.
Like, I mean,
it has to be a signaling mechanism for young men.
It definitely made it easier to get women into the car, you know, and once they're in the car, I mean...
Well, that's the first step, right?
Yeah, no.
So, continuing here, so the council officials sent workmen to examine the lane after someone complained about the speed bumps. Then 3 weeks ago, it sent workers to dig up the road in order to remove those speed bumps. On this occasion, they were persuaded to stop by residents who rushed outside to plead with them. However, council officials have now told furious residents that...
Lucky it wasn't America, because they just tore the road up right then.
Despite their previous attitude, they have authority over the road after all, and the illegal speed bumps will have to go. Homeowners have even been threatened with arrest if they try to stop the workers from removing them the next time. The farce has left the families living in the 5 detached properties alongside the resurfaced 60-meter stretch of road in a state of utter disbelief. Wealthy entrepreneur John Wade, age 36, described the council as inept. He said, quote, "The council claimed the road wasn't theirs and we needed work done, but now that the work's been done, they're saying it's an adopted road. It's ridiculous." More than 20 years.
That sounds just like them. Okay, so...
We have no responsibility for this road, but all of the authority for it.
Yeah.
And that's really government's routine.
You know, you're absolutely right about that. Yeah. And that does sum it up, because the government gang, they want to have control over everything.
Right.
But if they don't do what you want them to do, if they don't do what you expect them to do, if they don't do what they reasonably should do under their own paradigm, their excuse is, well... We don't have an obligation to do this.
No duty to protect.
Exactly.
You
or
know, but,
no duty to fix a road.
Yeah, we have no duty to do anything except take your money and tell you what to do when we feel like it.
But when you show them up and you go out there with your own road-fixing equipment, in this case they spent £6,000 on this, and I think that's close to, what, $10,000
US? Getting there.
Yeah. That's a lot of money. They spent all that money on this, and now, all of a sudden... The town is concerned and paying attention. 855-450-FREE, because it made them look bad. Toll-free number, 855-450-3733. We'll tell you more about the story. You can share your thoughts. Maybe something like this happened nearby you. It's Free Talk Live.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything right here, toll-free. The number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. The we includes in the studio tonight me, Ian,
Chris,
and Mark.
Christopher Cantwell is with us. His website, ChristopherCantwell.com. Go there for blogs and some garbage podcast, which is his not-so-regular podcast, as we were discussing earlier.
I got to make it more regular.
It helps.
You're talking about it with Michael Dean. I'm like, yeah, I really should be putting out more stuff.
Yeah, having a schedule. When was the last time you did one?
You were my last guest.
Oh, really? Okay, so yeah. It has been a while. Yeah. So, you don't have to.
You need to put out more.
Yes, I certainly need to put out more. And
don't feel obligated to have guests, right? Like, in fact, it's bad if you rely on having guests.
I have to have. I don't have. You know, in New York, I had a regular co-host, right? Uh-huh. So Eddie and I would co-host the show. I can't sit there and monologue for 2 hours.
I'm with
you. Can't do that.
I could probably do it if I tried.
Does it have to be a two-hour show in order to do the show?
No, podcast by definition can be as long or as short as you want it to be.
When I'm out chopping wood or doing anything, you know, yard work or whatever the heck my wife is making me do this weekend, I'm talking to myself, you know, like I'm preparing for, you know, some moment in time when I'll be able to insert it on the show. And I'm just wondering whether, I imagine this happens to other extroverts, and that, you know, they're piecing things together. And then you just kind of, you know, you get it out like an artist, you know, you get it out of you and then you produce. It doesn't have to be 2 hours. It can be a little one.
Yeah, if it's a short thing, a little monologue, something like that. I mean, I put those things out on the YouTube channel as as that. That doesn't go out as, you know, some garbage podcast. Some garbage podcast is a long form talk show that, you know, has traditionally been a 2 hour program. Could I shorten it down? Sure, but I need to. Part of me bringing in guests is. you know, hoping to perhaps find a regular co-host for the show or something like
auditioning.
That. When Eddie was up with me, you know, we did the show every Saturday, and Eddie and I were really great together because we worked in the same office, and we started having these, like, we'd start screaming at each other in the office after hours and drinking together and stuff. And
that's really like how this part started. I used to go into the studio when Ian was on, it was just a regular rock and roll jock, and I would needle him about some libertarian issue until he began to preach. and then I'd disagree with him.
Yeah, Eddie was like a minarchist, constitutionist, Ron Paulbot Christian guy, right? And so, you know, me, the anarchist, atheist, a-hole, would, you know, then have these arguments with him in the office after hours, and sometimes we'd be there pretty late just talking smack to each other, and then I was like, we really just got to put this on camera, and started doing the show. And
maybe the new Some Garbage podcast co-host should be you and Boston Strong.
Well, that would certainly be an interesting show. I don't know how long it would last.
You
know,
yeah, I wouldn't want to let him in
MMA or something like that by the end of it.
So, all right. So our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Go check out Chris Cantwell, his blog site, ChristopherCantwell.com. But you are blogging more regularly, right? Like more than you're doing the podcast?
I'm doing it more regularly than I'm doing the podcast. Okay. I haven't, if I'm honest with you, I've been a freaking basket case lately. I just haven't been able to do anything. I've been.
You got to find some inspiration, brother.
I got to get my head back on straight because it's not good.
So here's what's going on in the UK. You've got some folks that live on a street that has been for a long time ignored by the town government. This is taking place in Ings Lane. I guess that is actually the name of the street. That's Ings Lane. And the council officials there had initially ignored their pleas over many years. In fact, for more than 20 years, the state of the road in the village of Arksea near Doncaster, South Yorkshire, severely damaged the quality of life. The unsurfaced road was riddled with potholes, which damaged cars and was a constant nuisance for pedestrians. It was muddy in wet weather and dusty in dry conditions.
See, if these people really wanted people to slow down on their street, they should have just left the potholes there, and then the potholes would deter the speeding by giving people bent rims and flat tires.
Children in one family were sent to school with plastic bags on their feet due to the mud, and the dust thrown up by vehicles was so bad residents had to keep their windows shut in the height of summer. I mean, this road sounds absolutely terrible.
It's literally out of Idiocracy. The dust bowls.
This sounds like the roads that were in existence in Bradenton when I grew up. I mean, you know, there's ones like this that are in the town that I live in now. Sure. Yeah, I mean, people live on roads like these.
Very occasionally, the council temporarily patched up the worst of the holes to placate residents, but no long-term repairs were done. In March, a private contractor hired by residents totally resurfaced the stretch of road, and residents said he laid grass verges to improve appearance and pedestrian safety.
Verge.
I would imagine
like
the strips maybe on the side. I'm looking at a picture of the road here, and it does show some what appears to be freshly laid grass on the side of the road. It transformed their lives in the summer, and children have been able to ride bikes, parents safely pushing buggies. The council's U-turn means the new traffic calming measures are set to be removed. Pensioner Mick Kundle, age 66, has lived there for 20 years with his wife Linda. He said, quote, "The council have always said it's an unadopted road and not their responsibility. It doesn't make sense that we've been complaining to them for decades to get the road fixed, and yet after one complaint and no investigation, they come and start digging up our new road. Now they are happy for the road that the residents put in to stay, but are saying the road is theirs and the speed bumps have to go. Does that mean they're going to now foot the bill for the work that's already been done? We feel completely let down by this council."
If you want the government to come work on your road, what you need to do is improve it, and then they'll come mess it up for you.
Ms. Trundle said they felt bullied.
So I guess the question is can you just go putting up speed bumps on a road that you...
If all the neighbors agree, why the hell not?
Apparently they don't.
Well, now, wait a minute. It didn't say that one of the neighbors disagreed with this. It said that a farmer complained about it as he was driving down the road.
Well,
not
apparently,
that the farmer lived on that street.
I mean, if this is a residential street and the farmer has to drive down it, then he's got to, you know, he's in the neighborhood somewhere, right? I mean, you know, how closely does one have to live before we call them a neighbor? But
well, not made clear, but we don't know whether or not this is a neighborhood necessarily. It could just be a street that connects to another street where other people live. So it does bring up this larger question.
You slowed down my shortcut.
That's basically it.
Perhaps,
yeah. A lot of
yeah.
people will cut through a neighborhood if they feel that it's going to get them somewhere faster.
Yeah, and like, I'd rather drive over these speed bumps than stop at the traffic light or something.
Well usually they'll speed bumps are intended to prevent people
to prevent the cut-throughs
that might cut through.
Right. So it's not unreasonable. I mean, I'm not a fan of speed bumps personally, but I don't blame these folks. It sounds to me the way this article reads is there's five neighbors. That's it. Only five people that live on this street. So obviously, if there's a smaller number of people living on the street, it's going to be easier to come to an agreement between all of them. You know, I would bet they all pooled their own money together to do
yeah.
this, and they, you know, they decided this was worthwhile. So as far as I'm concerned, that's a done deal. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it certainly seems like if the people who live on the street want it, then, you know, then they should be able to have it.
Okay, so I have a little bit of trouble with it. For one, the likelihood of getting all, 100 people or whatever number of people there are on the street to agree on something is low. So, also...
Low in general, but in this case, it's only five families.
The likelihood. Five families. How many people are in each family? Does each person have to agree, or is just each
I would guess
home...
the homeowner would be the one.
So is the road an exit for the rest of the neighborhood? The people who don't live on the street have to drive through it in order to get out to another road?
Well, if it's a neighborhood, then there should be a neighborhood association, and that's how things should be taken
yeah,
care of.
Yeah, but, you know, if we manage to, like, take over Leverett Street with the Free Streets Project,
that's
and we
right.
all decided, like, hey, let's put some speed bumps on the road, I mean, I'd probably be like, no, don't do it. But, you know, if we decided to do it, then we probably would. And then
or
the city
we could
of Keene would get really interested in that.
We could build some gates at the front, put some guards there, and demand that the police no longer go on the street.
Yeah, or obnoxious Bostonians who are going to yell things.
So, he hasn't yelled anything, by the way.
I know.
Okay, so if somebody puts up... there's five families, they can decide whether or not to build a road.
And shouldn't it be the homeowner who decides? I mean, why
should
the
kid... It's not a homeowner, it's five homeowners.
Right, well, shouldn't it, but you were saying, you think okay. you were wondering if everyone should be deciding this. Why should the teenager have a say in this? He doesn't actually own the property.
I'm asking questions. I'm not making...
Okay. What's your opinion, then?
What's my opinion on it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Figure one out. You're a talk show host. 855 453.
I haven't got all the information yet.
Okay, 855. I got a little bit more here, but it's mostly just angry people commenting about how awful the government is. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And if they try to prevent these crews from tearing out the speed bumps, they will be arrested. You can share your thoughts. What would you do if you were in these folks' position? It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Did the neighbors do wrong to resurface a road that the government, they say, had ignored, virtually ignored, for 20 years? It needed major repairs. Big potholes were causing damage to people's cars, making it next to impossible for the kids to walk to school due to mud. Dust issues were causing problems during the summertime.
Think of the children!
And so they went ahead and they spent about $10,000 worth. It was, again, Britain, so about 6,000 pounds to resurface the road. And they decided that in order to add a little bit of safety to the neighborhood, they added some speed bumps. Apparently some farmer decided he was upset about that and reported it to the local town council, who then sent a crew down to attempt to ascertain what was going on. And then after that, they went to try to remove those speed bumps. The government guys went to try to remove the speed bumps, and the town or the neighborhood folk came out, and they persuaded them to stop, to not do it, and then the threats came out. We're going to send our crew back down there, said the town council, and if you try to stop them this time, we will have you arrested. We'll continue the story here, and you can share your thoughts as well at 855-450-FREE+. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car via libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them. In fact, I see them reading them all the time in my rearview mirror. Check out the vast...
Because they think you have a cop car, and it says you have one that says brush your teeth, it's the law. I think that it probably confuses the crap out of them.
Now, to be fair, that's a Vermin Supreme bumper sticker, but it's also a very good one. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages that you can buy for your car or give to friends. LibertyStickers.com. Plus, if you got a business or an organization or something, you want to create your own bumper sticker, they can help you out with that, too. LibertyStickers.com. We'll come back to the story out of the UK in a moment. We've got Lewis on the line calling from Chicago, listening to us via WCKG. Hello, Lewis. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. I wanted to call about Rand Paul. Last week you guys were talking about him, and I didn't really get a chance to call in, but I was wondering if I could give my opinion. Yeah, I think people were being kind of unfair to him, as far as, criticizing him as not a real, liberty-loving type of a person. I think,
but go ahead.
Well, I think he realizes one thing about him I like, he realizes the religious foundation of liberty, he was calling for the last couple of weeks ago, I think, for a religious revival in this country. I think if you really want liberty, that's what you really need in this country.
I don't know if I agree with that. Why do you need to have religious revival in order to have liberty?
I mean, we've got a great deal of religion in this world and a staggering lack of liberty. So I'm also interested to know how these two things are supposed to
I don't think you can call this a religious country anymore. In fact, if you look at the genocide that's taken place in the last 100 years, it's mostly secularists. You know, Mao Zedong, Stalin, Hitler. Well, he was, you know, these people were not religious people.
I mean, okay, so I it's not that I agree or disagree with this. I believe in God. But if you're going to say that this country isn't religious anymore, then you must be hearkening back to a time when it was religious. I would assume that some of that time that you're talking about with this country being religious, that slavery was the law of the land. So if you're going to blame wars and killing on the non-religious, then you probably should blame slavery on the religious, right?
Well, I think a lot of founders didn't buy into the slavery, but, you know, they couldn't change it right away. But eventually it was changed thanks to religious people in the 19th century. That was a religious movement.
Yeah, now, how mostly you... Quakers who are anti-war.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. You said this isn't a religious country. And by the way, I'd like to clarify as well. I'm a minister in the Shire Free Church. I definitely believe in God. It just may not be the same God that you believe in.
And I definitely don't believe in any gods whatsoever.
Canwell is
it's
an atheist.
It's completely ridiculous.
I don't believe in a monotheistic daddy God. I believe that, you know, I'm a panentheist, so I think that everything and all that is and, you know, all the metaphysical is also God. But just looking at the statistics, Lewis, according to a Gallup survey, and I just really quick did a Google search here, so they may have one that's a little more recent, but this one's 2012, December of 2012, so not even 2 years old at this point. 77% of the adult population, I would say that qualifies as a super majority, 77% of them identify with a Christian religion. So, I mean, what do you mean this isn't a religion?
And then there's plenty of other people identifying as either Jewish or Muslim or
right.
any number of other religions. So, I mean, there's no shortage of religion here. And by the way, I mean, if you're looking for the combination of religion and liberty, if you think that religion is going to make people free, then I invite you to take a look at any number of Muslim countries where people are very religious and pray five times a day and do all the, you know, the things that they do. So I guess it's not, you must be referring to a religion other than Islam then, I guess.
Well, I'm talking about the actions speak louder than words. You know what I'm saying? You can say what you are, but you know your actions speak louder than your words. And if you can,
that's a really important point. Like
doesn't
Jesus,
into policy, then really it's you can't say they're religious. You know, we people vote for. You know, I mean, how do you get same-sex marriage? You know, legalizing drugs, gambling expansion. That's not a religious country. I don't care.
Wait a minute. What? Who would Jesus put in jail? I mean, Jesus hung around with prostitutes, right? So why would? What's your religion? I think that's relevant to this discussion, Lewis. What's your perspective?
I'm a traditional Catholic.
Why do you think Jesus, when he was on earth for 33 years and ministering for three, never said anything like having slaves and owning people is reprehensible to a fair and just God? Like, I would have really liked it if he would have done that. You know, that would have been really awesome.
Well,
can you tell me?
Others should give him a chance to answer the
question.
Okay,
sorry.
Go ahead, Lewis.
The Bible doesn't have all his words in there. You know, he said things in there that they're not in all the Bible. He even says that.
There's a lot of crap in the Bible I wish they would have left out and put that in.
Even the Bible says that this is only the beginning of the things he said. It's not all recorded in the Bible. But he did preach about charity and, you know, love of neighbor. And, you know, that all blends in. It's a general.
How are you loving your neighbor if you're putting them in a prison cell for taking drugs or having sex?
What are you talking about, putting them in a prison? Who's putting anybody in a prison cell for having sex?
Well, you were just talking about people using drugs. I mean, and are you saying that people. So do you support drug decriminalization, drug legalization?
Well, not legalization, but I could see decriminalization, you know, because it's, you know, kind of like. You know, certain drug, you know, offenses.
What should the penalty be for drug possession?
Well, it depends on, you know, if you're selling it's one thing, and if it's, you know, just use it, you know, it should be something maybe less, or maybe a fine or something like that.
A fine. Now, okay, so
if you don't pay the fine.
And if you don't pay the fine, then what?
Well, see, you're a liberty-loving person, so you believe that having everybody take drugs and dumbing down the population, that's going to help liberty. It's going to go against.
No, that's not what I said at all. That's not what I said. You're just dodging. You're dodging the question,
Lewis.
That's
the question. People who are stoned on drugs are not going to be fighting for liberty. They're pacification. You're dumbing down the population.
Brother, I've smoked pot for my entire life. I only recently stopped smoking it just because I felt like stopping, and I have been. If you want to use the term fighting for liberty, which I don't prefer to use the fighting nomenclature, but are you saying that I've done nothing for freedom because I've been too stoned to figure it all out?
Well, I don't know. The actions speak louder.
You don't know. You're talking on a radio show that you're listening to in the third largest market, Mark? Chicago, big market. You're listening to in one of the largest markets in the United States on a radio station that's also heard on over 160 other radio stations from coast to coast. I run this show. I created Free Talk Live. I called most of those radio stations that are running this show. Are you still going to tell me I'm doing nothing for freedom?
I can't say what you're doing. I mean, it's your personal business. But I'm just saying, I'm not judging you personally. I see you get into judging.
No, you're just judging everyone who's ever used drugs, right?
I'm gonna go ahead and just chime in on his side here. I don't think that drugs are going to make us more free. I'll go ahead and agree with that.
They've always pacified populations with drugs and alcohol.
Right.
They pacify populations with religion. It's called the opiate of the masses for a reason. And your
I think
God,
it's organized religion is the problem.
Karl Marx, are you a communist now? You're a communist.
I'm not a communist. I'm telling you.
I'm not a communist. I think you are.
I'm a communist. Your God had an opportunity on the planet for 33 years to stand against slavery and didn't do it. I'll be a communist as long as you agree that your God is a slaveholder.
No, he didn't do it. You don't know what he did. I mean, I don't know
what he did. Supposedly the Bible is the unerring word of God.
He wasn't political. He didn't talk about politics at all. Okay, if you read the Bible, he was not into politics.
He spoke against the Sadducees.
Thing.
The Sadducees were the people from the temple that were put in place by the Romans. He was political. He did not like the fact that the Romans controlled the Jewish temple.
No. The people who crucified him, they wanted a secular leader, but he wasn't that. He was one who came to save souls.
You think owning people is political?
What's that?
You think owning people is a political issue?
He didn't say anything about owning people.
That's the problem.
I got to say, this is way better than talking about Rand Paul, so I really appreciate that we didn't really spend much time on Rand Paul. But, Lewis, I'd like to hang on to you, if you don't mind. You're a challenging guy. You don't agree with us here on the show, and I like it when we don't agree. So let's talk
about... But I'm still going to vote for Rand Paul in the primary.
Oh, there you go. You finally have something in common with Lewis. Lewis, can you hang on?
How long?
I don't know. I'm just asking if you can hang on.
I'll make another day, but I can't hang on that long.
All right, well, then let you go. Bye. 855, 450, free.
Been a blast, Lewis. Thanks.
I figured I'd give him a chance. I do want to address what he said, though, and that you appear to agree with him on, Chris Cantwell, that drugs pacify the population, that drugs don't lead to more freedom. We'll come back with more in moments. 855, 450, free. That's 855-450-3733. Almost completely disagree.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Beautiful Bellwood flooring just got even better with twice the scratch resistance and four times the abrasion resistance of other brands. And right now, Lumber Liquidators has exclusive deals on Bellwood with savings up to 40%. Choose from over 140 varieties, including Brazilian cherry, American walnut, even Bellwood's hot new matte finish that gives you that oil finished look without all the maintenance, all with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. First ever 36-month financing is available. But hurry, these amazing deals end Tuesday.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll
call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not.
Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.